Disability is not an ability. I believe I have a lot of capability. I can achieve everything with my positivity, and my dreams come true with my creativity. Because I won't stagnate my activity if you don't affect my connectivity. By maintaining absolute stability through embracing peace and unity.
This poem, recited by a Kenyan schoolgirl, reflects the beliefs of the Ecumenical Disability Advocates Network. The group recently voted to extend its efforts to encourage the training and hiring of the disabled to all parts of East Africa. For the next 2 years, the network will run a series of forums and other activities in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. The group's executive director, Dr. Samuel Kabue, who is visually impaired, describes the effort.
The main thing with this inclusive development program is to convince the development planners that persons with disabilities can be part of the mainstream activities. And we believe that if you are, for instance, a part of the mainstream development, say like where the greenhouse are the in thing, you also have yours and it's running like that of other people, you become a role model. You become an example in the society that you are just like anybody else. We feel that one way to change attitudes of the society is to get persons with disabilities integrated into what the society is doing. That one way we feel that inclusion will achieve.
The latest national census shows that in Kenya alone, over 1 million people, including children, are disabled, many of them living in rural areas. Other disabled in the region include Tanzania's albinos. They are abducted and killed for their body parts for traditional magic rituals, allegedly to bring good fortune or success. Albinos say they consider themselves among the disabled because society considers them to be physically challenged by their lack of skin pigmentation. Kabue says experts believe that including persons with disabilities in development helps eliminate barriers and enables such persons to contribute effectively to the community.
Even in education, if you are blind and you go to the same high school with other people who are not blind, they grow up knowing that you are a student like any other. You go to the university, you study with the people who go out looking for jobs like you, and when you get job, people know that you have gone through the same process. And this is the biggest value of inclusion.
Kabue appeals to local leaders to be mindful of the welfare of the physically challenged by providing them with equal opportunities and rights to access in accordance with the Constitution. He cites examples where such persons have played exemplary roles.
We have seen, for instance, people with the visual impairment going into teaching and law a lot in this country. But then we have, for instance, people who are physically disabled. Say somebody is in a wheelchair. There's no reason why he cannot be an accountant, an administrator, or even a chief officer of a company. Quite often people will say, how will you make it if you're on a wheelchair? We are saying one of the provisions of our Disability Act, as well as the Constitution itself and the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disability, is right to access.
Kabue says the situation can also be changed by altering the way society and employers view the disabled.
Attitude is one of the biggest problems that we are facing. And of course, when we talk of attitude, then that leads to discrimination. You are simply counted out of either positions that need certain qualification, and so you don't have the experience where experience is needed. So the root of the problem is attitude, but attitude leads to abuse of your rights through discrimination.
Kabue wants the disabled integrated into all development efforts funded by the government and by NGOs, rather than being limited to projects developed only for themselves. Advocates for the disabled say that the effort will require an accurate tally of the disabled in each community. Miss Alice Monala is a Program Coordinator of the Methodist Church in Kenya.
We call upon the government to streamline and speed up the registration of persons with disabilities. Accordingly, there is need for the government, in collaboration with other stakeholders, to review the current statistics of persons with disabilities in Kenya in order to conform to the current, to the correct number, and to help in planning and decision making. These statistics should be disaggregated into gender, age, and disability.
Kenya's churches have long been involved in rights of people who are physically challenged. They were instrumental in helping to get the views of the disabled into the 2010 Constitution. They say the government has adopted a number of laws and policies protecting people with disabilities, including their right to productive and decent work and basic services, including public transport. Churches are also involved in efforts to develop rural areas, including agricultural and livestock farming activities, schools, and the provision of healthcare services. In that role, religious institutions have been instrumental in helping to find work for many people with disabilities. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.